Adrian, you had some particular thoughts on how these have and are currently used, particularly in Texas. Can we get you to jump in on that? And anything else, of course.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. The business, everybody says, what is a business trust? And when you look into the literature, it's defined by what it is and what it isn't. And so because of its origins, it's always been in this, it may be a corporation, it may be a partnership. And you will find a law on both sides that say that its governance should be likened to that of a corporation. And frankly, in the state of Texas, the history early on was that it was likened to a general partnership. The other issue that we always have with these is how does it relate to this, the traditional trust? And so there's a lot of case law also on the difference between a business trust and what's called a donative trust. That's the word the business lawyers use, is donative trust. And so when you are in this whole milieu or mix of tools in the toolbox and trying to figure out which tool is appropriate, the case law definition of a business trust is that it is a mutual, consensual, and contractual relationship, which is not true for a donative trust, which is sort of true for a corporation, except the whole contractual part, and then very much true for a partnership. But this trust vehicle actually has elements of all three of its predecessors or its other tools. And one of the things I hope that you'll get in this next few minutes is the pieces of a trust that make it different from each of its three predecessors or its three other tools. An important thing in our state is there is old case law that says that you're supposed to treat beneficiaries of a business trust more like partners than like shareholders in a corporation. And so that is an issue, I think, in our jurisdiction that we need to be aware of as we work our way through enacting this. Now, on to Battle of the Titans, Mr. Rutledge.
Yeah, and you just did the great setup on it. Thank you. There has always been a question of interstate utilization of business trust. And many states have old decisions here. The lead decision, to my knowledge, in Texas is from 1938. And the question there was, there's an Oklahoma business trust set up. And in Texas, even though Oklahoma said that the owners, the beneficiaries of the trust, had limited liability, would that apply in Texas? And Texas said that we've quoted the language there. Texas said no, and there's decisions of this nature in many other jurisdictions. We have one in Kentucky called Ing, and they all came down the same. So these old decisions largely put the kibosh, technical legal term, on the interstate use of business trust for a large capital-intensive operations. Yes, these are dated laws. Yes, there was at this time questions as to whether a corporation brought with it across state borders a limited liability for shareholders, a question that never comes up today, except maybe in the professional practice regulatory area. But you got to remember, the states do that just because, well, they feel like it. It's an issue of comity. There's nothing, although Delaware does believe that the Commerce Clause drives it, nobody else does. The states do it because they want to have the same benefit, and it's an accommodation. There's nothing necessarily driven by it. And of course, it is covered by the restatement of conflicts, but the restatement of conflicts has a weird definition of what is a corporation, and it probably does not encompass a business trust. And that's certainly not a point that any of us want to have to ever litigate. It's just not worth the brain damage that's going to be involved. Now, again, this is very old law. Would we get a different result today? Quite possibly. Do you want to be the one who has to litigate it? Probably not. But that's one of the reasons, perhaps, that Texas wanted to consider the new Uniform Statutory Trust Act, because at least within Texas, that will solve that problem.
Let me just jump in.
Yes, please.
Yeah, in Texas, Texas was one of the 100 years ago, Texas was one of the major states to impose personal liability on beneficiaries of business trusts. And I smile as a Texan because much of the drilling that was done in this state in the early days of wildcatting was done through these business trusts. And so there's a very robust case law history in our state that, you know, rivals Delaware, frankly, as far as depth of case law on this stuff. So the problem is it's not very helpful. There are much more recent cases currently concerning REITs. And we'll talk about how a REIT fits into this picture. But there are cases concerning REITs where, first of all, they were upheld as a foreign entity that could do business here in this state. And then secondly, the REIT wanted to foreclose. And so the case upheld the deadbeat debtor defendant said that the business trust couldn't foreclose because it wasn't a juridical entity that was legally able to operate in the state of Texas, and the Texas courts disagreed.